Now to my favourite sports story of the day. What facilities do you think a football squad needs in their team hotel to be successful at a World Cup? Flat screen TVs? A games room? A jacuzzi? Well, a list of the demands being made by the 32 teams heading to Brazil has been revealed by a Brazilian newspaper. And some of the team hotels have received some rather strange requests. Manny Jasmi from the BBC's World Football Show is here. Manny, pick out some of the best examples.
Yeah, this isn't really going to dispel the perception of overindulged footballers, I'm afraid. Everything from skincare to fruit is covered in this list. For example, France have insisted on liquid soap only in their showers and halal food in consideration of their Muslim players. Most teams have asked for computer games to be available in their rooms, but Chile have gone a bit further. They've insisted on new beds and flat screen TVs, as you mentioned there as well. Ecuador have asked for baskets of bananas from Ecuador itself, nowhere else to be available to their players, while Honduras and Switzerland have both asked for TV channels from back home to be beamed into the players' rooms. Security is also important. Portugal are taking 6 private security guards with them, 4 of whom will be looking after Cristiano Ronaldo exclusively. Meanwhile, Uruguay have insisted that a high perimeter wall be built around their training ground in case of prying eyes. And the Uruguayans have also asked for assurances that the air conditioning in their rooms will be absolutely silent. Australia have booked their entire hotel for their stay, avoiding mixing with the public. Perish the thought. And finally, I know that you're a man of extravagant taste, so this will appeal to you. Japan, their players will have a room each, and in each of those rooms, there'll be a jacuzzi. And I know you're going to be spending some time with the Japanese players, so that's something for you to look forward to. Just make sure you don't get your microphone wet.